It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Look no further than the spread of the swipe left design function in apps to find proof that Tinder, and dating apps in general, have cultural impact. Well, the Match Group, which is the parent company of Tinder and Match.com, wants to have a bigger financial impact, too. The company is now seeking a public offering. If that sounds weird, it shouldn't, says author Dan Slater. He wrote the book Love in the Time of Algorithms. Slater says right now there's a good bit of money in matchmaking.
The overall online dating industry is now worth about $2 billion, been worth about $2 billion for the last 5 years or so, and all the Match.com dating sites are worth about $500 million, so about a quarter of the overall industry is attributed to Match.
Slater says one change that could come once the Match Group goes public, more paid subscriptions, fewer free dating app and dating site options. Company heads and the investors they're beholden to will be looking for a lot more revenue. Now that the Supreme Court has cleared the way for millions of Americans to continue getting financial support for health care under the Affordable Care Act, there will be new focus on two main goals: making health care cheaper and better, especially for some of the sickest and most expensive patients. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is wrapping up a reporting project that's taken him all over the country to see how places like Portland, Oregon, and Dallas, Texas are trying to improve health care. One tool many cities are hoping to use is data. Dan joins us now from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Ben.
Big data, it's a big promise when it comes to the healthcare industry, right?
Yeah, that's right. What we're talking about, though, at the end of the day, is that when you look at these patients, these very sick, very expensive patients, they've got a variety of needs, Ben. There's underlying mental illness, there's poverty, there's social isolation. And if you're really going to try and improve the health of these patients and save money, you're going to need data to try to match the right person with the right program. Much easier said than done.
Even though we're not there yet, you have found some interesting things in the city of Dallas. Tell me about them.
Sure. Yeah. No, Dallas is working on this very interesting concept where the idea is you're going to link up both healthcare providers and social service agencies. So not only will you get a prescription, you'll also get a prescription basically to go to the homeless shelter. And I think what we're really seeing, sorry for the jargon here, but we're sort of really breaking down these silos where you see the kind of convergence of both the medical problems and the social problems coming together and trying to tackle that in a more cohesive way, Ben. And that's really, I think, very exciting. And one last point on this is they're going to measure this. They're going to try to figure out, okay, are these social service programs in fact working? And if not, why not? So there's sort of an eye in the sky watching this whole thing play out to try to build a database to really understand how you best target these services, as we were talking about before.
Marketplace senior healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, it's Silicon Tally time. Jeff Cannata is a gamer and podcaster extraordinaire, and today he is my opponent extraordinaire. Jeff, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm about as ready as I can be.
All right, 1 minute.
How long it took you to stump me in this game?
This is a good answer. I'm talking about Pepper, the humanoid robot. It's built by Japan's SoftBank Robotics Corporation, and it sold out in 1 minute. It's designed to recognize the tones in your voice and your facial expressions to interact with you emotionally. Do you want a robot to interact with you emotionally?
If it's fear, I'm not into that.
All right, what do you got for me?
1 day.
We're traveling through time. Okay. It took far less than 1 day for you to stump me at this game.
1 day is how long it took Apple to capitulate to Taylor Swift, which I would call a swift response, would you not?
Oh, hey-o. Well played, sir. Well played.
She clearly has a lot of power. I hope she uses her power for the forces of good, because Taylor can do anything she wants at this point.
All right. $179.
That's the price of the Amazon Echo. I know because I want one.
Did you order it on Amazon Prime?
I have not yet, but I'm tempted. I've heard only good things. People are generally pretty positive about how it works.
But I still am a little bit scared about something listening to me in the
room. I have bad news for you. You're in the wrong job for that.
Oh, I forgot. We were on the radio. Okay, what do you have for me?
5 by this time next year.
I'm going to guess there are going to be 5 mass-produced virtual reality headsets by next year.
You nailed it. Yeah. After Star VR announced that they were joining Oculus, HTC Vive, Sony Morpheus, and Microsoft's HoloLens at E3, we're going to have a very option-filled market for stuff that's on your face.
Are you excited? Which one are you going to get?
I'm going to be the guy that probably gets all of them. I'm certainly getting the one that comes out first. That's what I'm definitely getting.
I want to see the turducken version of the VR headsets, like where one goes inside the other one that goes inside the other one that goes, and then you're just wearing them all at the same time.
You're virtually wearing a virtual reality headset inside a virtual environment.
Yeah. Jeff Cannata hosts the We Have Concerns comedy podcast and the DLC video game show. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Check out our interactive game of Silicon Tally on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. And in the wake of the debate in recent days about the use of the Confederate flag, many stores have stopped selling copies. Companies have stopped making them. Now, Apple has been removing apps from its app store that the company deems to be inappropriately using the image of the Confederate flag. That includes the mobile game Ultimate General Gettysburg. Game makers say they'd rather stay out of the store than remove the image of the flag because their game is historical. Consider the battle lines drawn. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.